episode 2429, let's make a deal.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? There are times that we are just bombarded. Mom, I want this. Come on, will you please? Why can't we do it this way? Let's make a deal. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, deep breath. For some reason, my voice is a little lower today, but you know what? Maybe that will just draw you in more. Parenting is a rough sport. College has started, so let's flip a coin, blow the whistle, let's make a deal. Sometimes you don't know who you can trust and how far honesty goes. Let's make a deal. What do you say, Mom or Dad? Have you ever watched that game show? Wayne Brady comes over and asks what you have in your purse. Ask for something specific, sometimes something very strange, like, really, you would have that in your purse? Soon you find yourself digging for exactly what he wants for no reason than to win the prize. Welcome to parenting. That too is exactly what happens when your child comes up to you wanting something, but he or she knows he has to win it. He's going after it, but he knows, man, I got to convince him somehow. I got to get under the skin just enough to get what I want. And then when that happens, I get what's behind door number one. All of a sudden, you're thrust into the spotlight, right? Let's make a deal. As a parent, how do you handle kid pressure? I know we're not talking about this anymore, are we? Because we fall into kid pressure. And we think that we have to do exactly what they want. Do you cave in at every waking moment to give your child whatever she wants? Or do you stand your ground and do what you know needs to be done, what your child needs? Not what your child wants, but what they need. Well, I can confidently say that I've been on both sides. I've stood my ground and I found myself in the spotlight. Which will you choose? Sometimes it depends on the situation. Okay, the circumstance. Got it. But what about those boundaries? What about parenting? Who really wants to parent from the spotlight? Who wants the pressure to always have to give? Let's make a deal. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let's make a deal. And not just any deal. It's the deal where you are at the helm. You're in the driver's seat. You got this. So what does it look like? Number one, drive what matters home. That means you set the rules in which you both have to abide by. Believe it or not, you get to set these rules. I know it's pretty amazing. It's a shock to you today. But as mom, you get to say, this is how it goes. You don't have to do anything less or anything more. This is the line that I draw. Don't let your child talk you out of your own rules. Be firm and consistent. But we know it's hard. And that straight line becomes this nice little curvy S line. And you're like, oh, well, just maybe just this once. And it bends. And then a few weeks later, oh, well, okay, it bends again. Pretty soon, what is your child learning? That he is in control, not you. Your boundaries are not set. They're bendable. They're situational. Every day is a new boundary. That doesn't help your child in growth. Believe it or not, our children desire boundaries. They're not going to tell you that, but they do, and they thrive off of it. So drive what matters home. Be firm and consistent. Number two, offer up a unique way to get what they want. The goal here is to secure what matters and market with an A, aim. Action ignites motivation. You're drawing them to action, the action that you want to see that inspires growth for them. You want to give that incentive to teach what matters. This is where you bend, but only within the boundaries you set, right? Because you're in control. This is how you, and if you're married, your spouse, however your family system works, you've already had this discussion. And if you haven't had that discussion, you need to have the discussion because all parents need to be working off the same boundaries. Football would not be football if you didn't operate with the same rules. You had Minnesota and Ohio State playing yesterday. Now, there was another game, too. I believe it was Utah, and I think it was Webster. I could be wrong. I was driving at the time, so I had it on the radio. And it was interesting because I thought, you know what? If we played by different rules, we wouldn't know which team is really winning, right? Which team won by the correct set of rules, because Minnesota was playing with one set of rules at their game, and you had Utah playing with another set of rules. So who's really winning here? Is it really the game of football? That's why we have to be on the same page as parents. Even if you're co-parenting, you're divorced, maybe you've got step-parents involved, you've got grandparents involved. Grandparents, listen up. You've got to honor your children and the boundaries that they want for their kids. So you got to get on the same page. Now, that doesn't mean that when they're at your house, you can't have certain rules. I get that. My grandparents had certain rules at their house. But I'm talking about some basic necessities and ways of life, not the house rules, okay? So offer up a unique way for them to take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's the incentive there that you want to give them. And the only bending is within the boundaries that you set. Number three, action produces the reward. Just like on the game show, your child needs to pick the right action to get what she is wanting. Your child's action must back up the desired response you are looking for. So, you're on the game show, right? In the spotlight, Wayne Brady comes up and says, I'm looking for a small pin. Do you have a small sewing pin? I need it. And if you do, then great, we'll go on to the next thing. Well, out comes this pin. Well, this you can choose behind door number one or two. Or you can take this envelope. Oh my goodness, I have three choices. What do I do? What do you think's going on in your child's life? You got to set the boundaries. You got the pin. Great, you got the pin. Now you get to pick. Well, what is it? Then you get to see, is there a reward behind it? Here is where your child is rewarded, because they stayed within the boundaries. They played within your rules. Let's make a deal. You get to parent as you see fit. What's right for you and your family? I can give you ways to operate as a parent, to be the best parent you can be, to help you make some sound decisions. But ultimately, you get to parent as you see fit. You get to say, yes, this is what I want for our family. This is what I want my child to learn. This is how I want them to grow up so they can impact the world that they touch. Don't be twisted into doing things that you are not wanting for your child. Don't let manipulation in. Don't let them try to control you. Don't let them try to sweet talk you. No more puppy dog eyes. No more whining. No more temper tantrums. You got this. You get to make those tough decisions when what you want is not something your child can produce. So I want to encourage you today. Parenting's not easy, but you got this. The deals to be made are for you to lead and to understand, to grow your child. You are being entrusted with this beautiful gift of life. Not to sit there and give them everything they want, but to parent them, to love them. Now, your child might not understand that you only have his best interest at heart. Your daughter may be saying, oh, but mom, if only just this one time, please, just this one time. And you're like, deep down, you know that gut check that you get as a parent? You got to stick with your gut. Don't fall into the, oh, come on. I know we've all been there. I don't care if they're 2 months old, they get what they want, or if they're 22 years old, they get what they want. And they may be now 42 years old. They still have that, but mom. No, not today. You're not a parent to please your child. You parent to produce a child, to go out and impact the world that you touch. Your impact for generations to come is with your child. That's how important it is. So every decision that you make has consequences. Yes, you know what? Yeah, you're going to bend the rules every once in a while. I get it. Remember the olden days, you would go through the bank teller? I know we don't do that anymore. So just bear with me here as we go back in history just a little bit. And you would go up to the bank teller and pull up. And maybe you remember this as a child. You're sitting in the back seat. Mom and dad would put something in this like tube thing. Next thing you know, it'd be sucked in and make this horrible noise. And all of a sudden you're like, what happened? And then it would come back. But out would come three lollipops and you would get one. Yeah. Did that happen every day? No. But it was something special once in a while. You're going to bend the rules once in a while, but don't make it every single day. Because mom, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be walked all over. And that is not going to produce a child that's going to go out into the world, that's going to impact it the way that you are standing right now. And we've got to raise up children strong, which means you have to be strong with the loving heart. You got this. Don't give in, but give up your child. Get on your knees and pray and be the parent that God wants you to be today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.